It says, U.S. lies for war in Vietnam, in Iraq, and in Syria.
What are the lies? We know the history of Vietnam and Iraq. What are the lies for Syria?
There is no proof that Assad poisoned his people. We know people were poisoned, but there's no conclusive proof, only circumstantial evidence, that Assad did it. In fact, Prince Bandar of Saudi Arabia has more of a motive to do it than Assad, because Bandar wants to put a oil pipeline or a gas pipeline through Syria, and Assad won't let him. So the only way Bandar is going to get his pipeline is to trick the United States into a war so then he can get his pipeline.
Richard, I have to ask, Senator Cardin, who voted for the resolution, what is the message you want to send to him today? I know you're going to be marching up to his office on Charles Street, not far from here.
Ben, I sincerely hope that you reconsider your pledge to support the bombing, especially in light of new information that's coming from Russia and from Germany, and offer to remove the chemical weapons from Syria. It's a new game, so please do not muddy the water by threatening bombing.
Senator Cardin said today on our air and in other places that he would like to see, first of all, he's seen the intelligence, and the intelligence proves that Assad has done that. It was the one who used the chemical weapons. Secondly, he'd like to see Assad tried as a war criminal. Your reaction to that?
My reaction is that the latest from the German spy ships is they intercepted a phone call between Assad and his troops saying that Assad denied the request by his troops to use the gas and the poison.
Why would the U.S. lie to attack Syria?
For the same reason they lie for Vietnam and Iraq and a lot of other wars in U.S. history. The corporation puppeteers are calling the shots. They make a lot of money. And it's the military-industrial complex that Dwight Eisenhower warned us against.
Did you support President Obama in 2008 and 2012?
I did not. I'm a member of the Green Party, and I knew Obama, who in his first term got more contributions from high finance than his opposition did. So I knew from the get-go that he was another pawn of the corporate elite.